of prisoners, correct? If you have had or are going to have exchange of prisoners, have you ever taken into consideration the possibility that a Russian soldier under in your prison imprisonment in Ukraine could be exchanged, but he had committed the crime of violating a woman, of raping her, etc. Have you ever considered the possibility of never allowing a convicted Russian soldier or Russian officer convicted of violating a woman's rights not to be able to get any exchange so that he can be freed and he goes back to Russia? That could be a very good preventive policy so that the Russian soldiers, when they are in your country and quarreling, will never, never violate a woman's right and learn how to respect a woman. I was wondering if you have that policy or if you could consider and study that policy to further elevate the position of the Ukrainian woman against the violations of Ukrainian men in the military of the armed forces. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Muchísimas gracias, señora Manalo. Tiene la palabra la señora Haidar.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I want to warmly thank all the members of the delegation for their answer under the issue of the national machinery. And I want to again praise the efforts of the state party in trying in addressing the need to strengthen further the national machinery being a key element of the implementation of the convention. I had two follow-up issues that I wanted to raise.